This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in and listening to our program. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Dr. Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's
Ian.
And I am nobody. Hear me roar. Roar.
So I want to take a minute and just say thank you to Derek. Derek is a platinum level amplifier, which means he contributes
$25 a month, at least.
At least 25 bucks a month to help get this radio program that you're listening to onto more radio stations. We're currently on 190. We could be on 200. 250, 300 even, it's all up to you. You can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. And there's some perks if you do sign up. We only ask for $5 a month, but there's different levels, and you get different perks if you give a little more than, you know, the minimum and that kind of a thing.
We could be on 5 million radio stations if we could figure out how to broadcast to people's feelings.
That's good. That's good. And give new meaning to the word amplifier.
It's true.
So you can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Derek, for your platinum level contribution. We appreciate you. We've been talking about this article from courthousenow.com that says Pentagon will send troops to mass vaccination sites, meaning active duty, over 1,000 active duty soldiers will be sent to two different sites in California and more, up to 100 sites around the country.
Does it say how many of these are MDs or medics? Are they like setting up a MASH unit there?
It just says that Biden made this happen and the department of FEMA is going along with it. And he's ordered the first contingent to support state vaccination sites.
Yeah. And FEMA's all up in the mix.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I always thought when Alex Jones, and I hate to bring up Alex Jones because I've always thought that Alex Jones was crazy.
Mm.
And he's made me eat my words a few times. Like, you know, I thought he was crazy when he said there was a billionaire pedophile flying around on private airplanes with Bill Clinton. But then Epstein didn't kill himself, and it was like, oh my God, he was right.
Right.
And I always thought he was crazy to talk about the ominous possibilities of FEMA and their plastic coffins.
But right.
Here they are, right in the mix, trying to, I don't know why they're mixing it up with the military. That's not the personnel they need.
Yeah, this guy, Slavitt, noted Friday that additional vaccination missions will soon follow, and that the Department of Defense will hold its own press conference about the effort later Friday.
Now, if this is an active duty corps of nurses, I'll take it all back. If they're sending military nurses, I don't think they are.
It says 1,000 active duty military personnel. It doesn't say active duty military nurses, active military medical professional. You know, it doesn't say that.
None of the things that would make me say, oh, maybe this isn't insane, none of those things are there.
Doesn't seem to be.
Yes.
Well, I mean, of course it's insane. The whole thing is insane. I mean, this is just the next detail on mass vaccination sites. I mean, we've spent all this time talking about, well, should it be the military or the National Guard? And you didn't mean that either of those things should be the case.
No, not at all.
But ultimately, the problem is mass vaccination sites, not the fact that the military is being sent to them. That's just a detail.
Well, it's a detail, but it's kind of an important detail because when you're a hammer, all problems look like a nail.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
When you're a killer, all problems look like things that are alive and shouldn't be.
Sonnet also made note of three ways the Biden administration is working to utilize the Defense Production Act to increase supply of vaccinations, to scale production of at-home COVID-19 tests, and to reduce the U.S.'s long-term dependence on foreign production of personal protective equipment supplies.
Oh, great. So they're nationalizing an industry already. Isn't that special?
But wait, there's more. Tim Manning, National Supply Chain Coordinator.
You also get a free, all-expenses-paid trip to the gulag.
Tim Manning, the National Supply Chain Coordinator for Biden's COVID-19 response team, said at the conference that the first action gives Pfizer a priority rating so that it can procure needed equipment like filling pumps and tangential flow filtration skid units to ramp up vaccine production. It's actions like these that will allow Pfizer to ramp up production and hit their target of delivering hundreds of millions of doses over the coming months.
I'd really like to find out what those two devices are and whether they're even commonly used in the production of vaccines.
Haven't they already had trouble getting rid of the doses that they have?
Right. We did a couple of stories on how they couldn't get rid of the doses fast enough, that they were sitting around and they were trying to figure out ways to, like, distribute them better and get them out to, because, like, there weren't enough people going, hey, maybe, I want the vaccine.
Well, maybe that's what they need the military for, because, you know, there are some medical studies that show that people are more likely to accept vaccination if you put a gun to their head.
It sounds like a scientific study.
Yes.
He noted that the U.S. has increased its vaccine supplies and is providing to states by more than 20% since January. Manning also announced that the federal government is working with six additional companies, in addition to the $230 million contract with Ellum USA, it announced Monday, to surge the manufacturing of at-home test kits.
He said That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He said, they're really handing it out. I thought the corporate welfare from the corporate welfare bill was big corporate welfare, but this was how much to one company?
$230 million.
Oh, my God.
For manufacturing at-home COVID-19 test kits. He said 61 million tests could be available by the end of summer.
And they can be 50% accurate.
Yeah, or not accurate at all.
Problem is, 50% accurate means completely meaningless because you're as likely to get a wrong reading as a right reading.
Quote, the rapid at-home tests will allow us all to get back to normal activities like work and school, Manning said, noting that new plants and production lines will be established in the U.S. to reduce vulnerabilities to disruptions in the supply chain.
How would that exactly allow people to get back to normal? I'm not
I
sure.
Have
I'm
people
no
are
idea.
Taking tests all the time, and they're not getting
it's
back
one
to
of the
normal.
Most,
they're still treated like sick prisoners.
It's one of the most preposterous sentences I may have ever read here on Free Talk Live.
Every single time we see a news story about this new vaccine's going to come out or this new thing or whatever, then the next story is always, well, even though you get the vaccine, you're still going to have to socially distance, you're still going to have to wear a mask,
yeah.
So how is it having an at-home test is going to all of a sudden change any of that?
None of this makes any logical sense to me. I don't
it
understand
really doesn't.
What the purpose of ramping up at-home. There's more to this, too. There's some other things that they're doing, and we'll get to that, in fact, right now. Lastly, he said the Biden administration focused on increasing domestic manufacturing of personal protective equipment. There's a great need for masks, shields, and gloves, and we currently aren't producing these at the rate we need to keep up with demand, Manning said. While the U.S. is working,
that's why we need to put the government in charge.
While the U.S. is working to increase N95 mask production, Manning noted that it's also planning to ramp up its production of surgical gloves for healthcare workers, as the country has for the last year been nearly 100% reliant on foreign exports.
so they can be sure to keep doing their involuntary pelvic exams while properly gloved.
The U.S. will build...
Just stopping those would save a lot of surgical gloves, it sounds like.
The U.S. will build plants to make raw materials, nitrile rubber, as well as the gloves themselves in the country, he said. By the end of the year, we'll produce more than a billion nitrile gloves per month.
Sure.
Interesting. That's exactly what fascists generally try to do, is move all of the industries home in preparation for going to war.
Bingo. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
6160 is the telephone number here in the studio, Free Talk Live. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from CourthouseNews.com that started out talking about using active military personnel for unexplained reasons to support state vaccination sites.
Well, luckily, it couldn't possibly have gotten creepier after that.
Well, and then it did.
Did it?
It went on to talk about how it appears the administration is attempting to nationalize the production of certain personal protective equipment, including masks and surgical gloves.
Wow.
Now, are they actually taking over the industry, or are they going to build their own government manufacturing facilities?
It's pretty vague. It says the U.S. will build plants to make raw materials, nitrile rubber, as well as the gloves themselves in the country. By the end of the year, we'll produce more than 1 billion nitrile gloves per month.
Wow.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation...
At the risk of sounding paranoid, I really wonder what they're really going to make in those plants.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you. Anthony Fauci said the nation's top infectious...
They haven't even made an issue of gloves. They've been whining about masks all this time.
Right, yeah.
When did gloves become an issue?
I don't know. And before the mask mandates and all that came around, early in the COVID process, I was looking at real estate to purchase. And so since this whole thing was new, nobody really knew what to do. It created some confusion.
Nobody always knows what to do.
Yes, that's correct. But sometimes nobody doesn't know what to do.
It's true.
Yes. But at any rate, so we were wearing nitrile gloves when going and looking at real estate, right? You know, if folks were home or whatever, because they didn't want COVID to be spread, everybody just had to wear gloves. And I figured that that would be the personal protective equipment, PPE, that would sort of go in demand. But no, it wasn't. Because they just stopped talking about wearing gloves. They stopped talking about washing your hands frequently, right? They stopped talking about all that, and they went straight for the masks.
And touching your eyes. Wasn't touching your eyes supposed to be a big deal at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just... Yeah. There's so many plot holes. It's like these guys have all of Hollywood writing for them, and this is the best they could do?
Well, you see, Biden has been criticized because he's been allegedly pro-China, right? That's what they say. That's what the people on the right say about him. So here he is. He's building...
He's pro-communist. I don't know if he likes China.
Well, he's proving that he's pro-America here. He's going to build some manufacturing plants. He's saying, we don't trust these Chinese gloves. There's plenty of gloves coming out of China. But no, we've got to have U.S.-manufactured gloves made here in the United States. See, they're serious about this, so they're going to put government taxpayer money behind it and what sounds like build a government-run glove manufacturing plant. That's going to go great.
My guess is that they're going to end up parting this out to somebody else and just saying that the cronies who get the job just have to build their factories in America. That's my guess.
You know how crappy those gloves are going to be, right?
Because they're government-made? Yeah, I wouldn't trust those things.
I've had government cheese, and, well, it's nothing to write home about.
I had GI Compassion one time. It really sucked.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not clear.
I was
clear.
In jail for a year.
Nobody may be correct that this may be, a good old boys club thing, and, some company will get the exclusive deal, and this won't be an actual government-run plant. It'll just be a government-funded, privately-run plant, like a private prison.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they'll use prison labor. Maybe they'll use camp labor from the
new COVID camps.
From the new COVID camps.
Right. Well, Camp COVID. Coming soon.
I would have said Alex Jones was crazy 10 years ago if he'd predicted that, but a lot can change in 10 years.
Including Alex Jones, who's now in favor of police states.
Yeah, well, screw Alex Jones, but some of the things he said were true.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have the anarcho-republican calling. You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I know that nobody's a fan of George Orwell, but but I wonder if he's a fan of Kurt Vonnegut as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Especially, he wrote the one where they, everybody had to be equal. So, like, if somebody was born especially beautiful, they had to wear a mask and cover it up.
Yeah. Yeah, the ballerina had to wear the weights.
Yes.
But the one I'm thinking of is because you said you'd take some army nurses. And I said, well, you'd take the shot from army nurses and then get ended up in the plastic coffin. But do you know the Kurt Vonnegut story, Welcome to the Monkey House?
I don't remember that one, bro. I may have to read that.
That's the one where the population gets out of control, so they outlaw sex.
Oh, wow.
And what they do is they have these temptresses that run these suicide clinics. And what they do is they kind of sexually tempt you into taking the suicide shot. So when you said you'd take some army nurses, I said, man, I got to talk to this guy. I got to straighten him out. You got to read that short story before you take the shot.
I mean, if they try to kill me with army nurses, you know, past performance is not necessarily a picture an indicator of future performance, but it's going to take a lot of army nurses to kill me
The funny part of the story is because these guys would get right next to taking the shot and then they back off. They come back for another tea session. That's how the story goes. But anyway, so the other question I have is for Ian. And I know Ian believes in the independence of the state of New Hampshire, but isn't he worried that maybe the People's Republic of Vermont, New York, and Maine may decide to invade?
We can take them.
I think those states in particular would be apt to be stark raving mad with their disarmed, helpless populations to try to invade New Hampshire, of all places, which will not only be one of the best, start out as one of the best armed states in the country, but will also end up being home, if there is a boogaloo, to half of the world's ANCAPs and their recreational McNukes. So, this is exactly the last place you want to invade.
You answered that way better than I could have. Thank you.
Did you want to comment, Ian?
No.
Well, Montana doesn't come far from that, believe you me.
Oh, yeah. Montana's well-armed.
But anyway, fellas, hey, it's good talking to you. Have a nice evening.
Appreciate it.
Good talking to you, too, sir.
Yeah, I've been in New Hampshire for close to 2 years now, I guess. Or it will be 2 years in, I don't know, June or something. And I have only seen the tip of the iceberg, but New Hampshire is very well defended by its population.
We have female open carriers here.
We do.
We do.
And not just a couple of them. Uh-uh.
I've seen 12-year-olds open carrying.
And concealed carriers as well.
It's pretty cool. I agree. I think we can take them. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of 2 continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. About 10% of the country's population have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have a uniform wearing of masks.
This is USA Radio News. Tesla is making a large investment in cryptocurrency. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Tesla announced in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing Monday that it has bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. The company said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. The purchase of the cryptocurrency will give Tesla liquidity once it starts accepting it for payments. The SEC filing also indicated Tesla had more than $19 billion in cash and cash equivalents on hand at the end of 2020. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed President Biden's pick to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. By an 87-7 vote, Dennis McDonough was confirmed Monday, replacing Robert Wilkie as VA Secretary. McDonough previously served as Chief of Staff under President Obama and touted that experience during his confirmation hearing. McDonough becomes the seventh of President Biden's cabinet nominees to be confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition, 603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you would like to get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind, join the conversation here. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join us and liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. So mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
Is there any culture in the world now that Atlantis has sunk that practices trident throwing? Because that would be a great sport, an event to introduce for ForkFest.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fork throwing.
Ooh.
Fork flinging.
Yeah. Trident chucking.
Trident chucking.
The trident toss.
I like it. I think it would be fun.
Indeed. Yeah, well, you should go ahead and make that happen, because you can at ForkFest.
It's true.
You can put together whatever event you would like others to have.
It's true.
I say it almost every day when I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Or at least I can try. I haven't found the strippers yet. There's got to be agorist strippers in the world, though.
You would think so.
How is it not?
They haven't made their way to the Shire yet.
Wow. Well, maybe they're listening.
It is unfortunate, perhaps, for the purpose of segue, that we were talking about how well-armed folks in the state of New Hampshire may or may not be. Because the Supreme Court apparently is going to decide if police can warrantlessly raid homes and seize guns of innocent citizens.
Really?
All right. What's the case?
This from the Free Thought Project. Last week, the Free Thought Project reported on H.R. 127, the most tyrannical gun bill ever proposed. The bill would target the poor by forcing citizens to pay $800 per year to possess firearms they are required to register. It also bans multiple legal guns and ammunition types, turning tens of millions of Americans into felons overnight. While this bill is without a doubt
enough, Boogie Boys, are you going to come out of the woodwork for this one? Because, you know, it's getting to that point. Are you going to let them arrest you one by one?
I mean, I don't... Making you pay $800 per year, and if I understood it correctly, that may even be per gun.
I would not be surprised.
But just for the privilege of owning a thing year after year, it's like...
For owning a thing, you have a constitutional right, specified explicitly, to own.
Huh. Not to mention, you know, a right as just a human to defend yourself, regardless of any government magic papers.
Well, I mean, their magic papers don't matter to us, but they're supposed to matter to them.
Yeah, now they don't.
I mean, they don't matter to me specifically because I became an anarchist, and I became an anarchist specifically because I realized that these people were monsters that would never play by their own rules.
Republicans and Democrats alike would much rather use the Constitution as toilet paper and flush it down.
Yep. Both of them.
While this bill is, without a doubt, the worst gun bill in history, it didn't lay out any guidelines for violating a citizen's Fourth Amendment right. Next month, however, the Supreme Court, or as I like to say, the Burrito Supreme Court, will be considering...
It's like a regular Supreme Court with sour cream and onions.
Yes, and extra guacamole. The Burrito Supreme Court...
Extra guacamole?
Yeah. The Burrito Supreme Court will be considering exactly that. Can cops enter a home to seize guns without a warrant? That escalated quickly. In March, the Supreme Court will hear the case of Coniglia versus Strom, which asks the question of whether
they pick these names for having litigants with unique names that will be able to be unique in case... 'Cause what was that name?
Coniglia.
Yeah, right. Nobody's named that.
Caniglia versus
It's almost Strom, Caligula.
Strom.
I mean, it's like somebody took Caligula and played with it.
It could easily be Caligula versus Storm instead of
Yes, it could be a portmanteau or a double entendre or whatever it is you do.
Portmanteau?
Yes.
In March, the Supreme Court will hear this case, which asks the question of whether the, quote, community caretaking, unquote, exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement extends to the home. Are you guys familiar with this?
I don't know what the community caretaking... what was it?
The community caretaker exception has already been recognized as an exception to the Fourth Amendment by the United States Supreme Court in Katie versus Dombrowski in 1973. The United States Supreme Court
Go ahead.
The United States Supreme Court held that police officers did not violate the Fourth Amendment when they searched the trunk of a car that had been towed after an accident. The court acknowledged that, except in certain carefully defined classes of cases, police cannot search private property without consent or a warrant. It emphasized, however, that there is a constitutional difference between houses and cars. And since Katie, there has been a whole host of cases that took this holding and created the doctrine of community caretaking. Cody defined community caretaking activities as those totally divorced from the detection, investigation, or acquisition of evidence relating to the violation of a criminal statute.
So if they prosecute you without evidence, they can do whatever they want?
In other words, as long as an officer might reasonably think that a warrantless search will alleviate a danger to the community, the search is considered constitutional.
Wow. Okay, I think we should go search the houses of the guys who wrote that, because I think they might present a risk to the society. They're passing evil laws.
It's the same thing. That's I fear for my life, right? It's like, this might be something that endangers the community, therefore I can go ahead and search.
Right. I mean, anything might endanger anybody. Weed is about the safest drug on earth, but you can still trip over a bale of it and break your neck.
While the caretaker exception has long been applied to vehicles, the idea of applying it to homes and allowing cops to seize guns without a warrant is worrisome. In an article from Forbes, the case is explained, Mr. Canilo was arguing with his wife and melodramatically put an unloaded gun on the table and said, quote, shoot me now and get it over with, unquote. His wife called a non-emergency number for the police, who arrived shortly thereafter, surprisingly.
Amazingly didn't kill him, I guess.
The police disagreed about whether Mr. Canigula was acting normal or agitated, but they convinced him to take an ambulance to the local hospital for evaluation. The police did not accompany him. While he was on his way to the hospital, Mrs. Caniglia told the police that her husband kept two handguns in the home. The police decided to search his home for the guns without obtaining a warrant.
They had permission, though.
Did they, or did they
Mrs.
just have
Caniglia's consent to have the police search their home was legally negated because the police untruthfully told her that the husband had consented to the seizure of any guns. We'll talk more about this coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
No.
What's our number?
That's our telephone number if you jumble them all around.
Okay. Hey, I'm agnostic. You want to sit up all night and debate whether or not there's a dog?
Are you a dyslexic agnostic?
I think I am.
All right. No, the actual telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Hey, it's Ian.
And who are you?
Nobody.
Oh, nice to meet you, nobody.
Good God, I'm nobody.
I think we've met before.
It's true.
We've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project, and, well, they're coming for your guns is really the gist of it.
It's just a bill. Don't worry.
I'm just a bill.
Yes, I'm only a bill.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. I think I got
you remember that way too well.
Yeah, the I can do all of... That's how I memorized the preamble to the Constitution. I know it as a song.
Wow.
I can.
That's how I
can
memorized
the
50
whole...
states. There was a song called 50 Nifty United States, and it put all 50 states into song form.
Yeah. See, I memorized them actually the same way, but it was a clip from some historical play about the 1890s that I did. Yeah, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona,
Arkansas, California. That's the one. Yep,
Connecticut.
You don't have to do the whole thing. It's incredibly long. It's incredibly long, and we don't have time for that here on the radio.
something Hawaii.
Thanks. I do, again, want to say thank you to a different amplifier. This time it's Roderick Gallatin. Speaking of names that come out of nowhere, Roderick Gallatin is also a platinum amplifier.
I wonder if he was a party to the Gallatin Paradox.
I don't know.
That was one of the books of L. Neil Smith.
It doesn't say so here. It just says Roderick Gallatin.
Okay.
Thanks, Roderick. Appreciate it.
He gives $25 a month to the AMP program. You can also contribute by visiting amp.freetalklive.com and help us get this program onto more radio stations, because there's not enough of this type of programming. Like,
there really isn't.
I mean, yeah, it's tough to find. At any rate, before we continue talking about the horrors that are this Supreme Court's upcoming decision horrors.
They're always horrors.
I wonder if you could...
They just keep prostitution outlawed to limit competition.
What if you had a horror house during Halloween? Would it be a horror house? A horror house. A horror house?
That could be.
There are no shows like this one. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Shocking. Dave's not here.
He's not here, man.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye, man.
I'm just kidding. What's up? What's on your mind?
Oh, you see, your concept of the cops coming in and getting involved, one test that I've devised, at least for myself, maybe other people have as well, for... You know, people will say, well, what are the alternatives? You know, there's a dispute going on. We need the government to come in and interfere and referee and save people. And so then what I do is I ask myself, well, if the government didn't exist or wasn't available, then what would happen? Because at some point in history, there wasn't a modern police force to come to your assistance. There wasn't a
state-of-the-art
government to help you. What happened to those people? Did they all just perish from the earth because there wasn't a government or wasn't a police force to come and save them? And so flowchart for yourself, what might be the alternatives? What might happen if the cops weren't available to interject themselves into that situation, et cetera, et cetera? And then you start to discover that you have to be proactive and defend yourself, and you start to find out that what you would be forced to do because there's nobody to come save you, is actually less of a negative than the negative of having the cops come in and do that little scheme that you just laid out and all the other ones that we've gotten ourselves involved in. And the other concept attached to that is when you interject an artificial outside force, then there is the domino effect of the fact that this new artificial outside force comes in and affects things. It then affects the next thing, and that affects the next thing. And you have this whole chain of negative events that would not exist if the outside forces didn't come in, if you just handled it in a natural manner. You don't have near the chain of dominoes as you do with this outside force.
Well, the Tao Te Ching says that when the mosquito lands on your private parts, you will learn there is a nonviolent solution to every situation.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. You know, I learned something today.
That book is full of wisdom. Check it out.
Thanks, Stan.
All right, so the case we've been talking about has been making its way through the courts, with the courts ruling in favor of warrantless searches, sadly. The federal courts just below the Supreme Court, the First Circuit Court.
Well, hold on,
court,
just can we recap what the case is for people just tuning in here?
What did any of that mean, bro?
It's the Coniglia versus Strom.
Oh, the Caligula dude.
Yeah, where they are expanding their warrantless searches as being constitutional for more than just the trunk of your car. Now they want to say that, they can do it to your home or to anywhere if there might be danger to the community.
So, but what happened in the case was this guy loaded a gun, put it on the counter with his wife, had a fight with her, said, go ahead and shoot him, basically.
So shoot me now,
she
get it over with.
Called the cops.
Right.
Ever call the cops. This is what happens when you call the cops.
The police decided to search the home for the guns without a warrant. Mrs. Caniglia's consent to have the police search their home was legally negated because the police untruthfully told her that the husband had consented to the seizure of any guns. The police located and seized the two guns. Mr. Coniglia sued for the violation of his Fourth Amendment right to privacy and his Second Amendment right to keep handguns in the home for self-protection.
Okay, thank you.
This case has been making its way through the courts with the courts ruling in favor of warrantless searches. The federal court just below the Supreme Court, the First Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that this is fine and dandy for cops to warrantlessly search your home and take your guns because they need, quote, elbow room, unquote, to provide safety. At its core, the community...
Okay. They're providing safety? Because that doesn't sound like safety to me. That's a, safety is when I'm protected from people violating my rights.
Right. Who is in danger
like
here?
People violating my rights.
This guy told his wife to shoot him. He wasn't threatening to shoot her.
Right.
Maybe she was going to shoot him.
No, she called the cops.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. So she wasn't going to shoot him. He obviously wasn't going to shoot her. He didn't. She wasn't the one he wanted dead.
Right. Now, at its core, the community caretaking doctrine is designed to give police elbow room to take appropriate action when unforeseen circumstances present some transient hazard that requires immediate attention. Understanding the core purpose of the doctrine leads inexorably
to the conclusion. How are those guns a hazard? I think the wife was going to whack somebody. That's the only way the guns would be a hazard. Otherwise, they're not going to get up and do anything on their own.
Well, and they're saying it should not be limited to the motor vehicle context. Threats to individual and community safety are not confined to the highways, the court wrote. As Forbes points out, unlike the exigent circumstances and emergency aid exceptions, the community caretaking exception is not limited to circumstances where there is no time to apply for a warrant. And the question of what sort of caretaking falls under this exception is extremely vague. Will the police be able to use it to, for example, conduct warrantless searches of political protesters' homes to make sure they aren't planning on violent behavior at the next political rally?
That's definitely something they would try.
President Biden has already labeled tens of millions of Americans who supported the pro-Trump rally in D.C. as terrorists. So you can see...
They better start building some prisons.
Yeah. Well,
oh, they've already got camps. They're called FEMA camps, and they've got lots of plastic coffins. Well, a lot of people have seen them.
Camp COVID, and of course, I mean, the United States of America imprisons more people than any other country on the planet.
I think most of these Americans would willingly walk right into them, too, if they were told to.
We are just about out of time. Thank you for tuning in and listening. If you missed any of our show tonight or any other episode, visit feeds.freetalklive.com for our podcast or just freetalklive.com for all of your Free Talk Live needs. Thanks. Peace.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.